On your holiday table, there is a product of one of the greatest American engineers of all time. In 1845, Peter Cooper invented Jell-O. Cooper had a hand in most of the amazing achievements of the late 19th century. He designed the first American locomotive and helped lay telegraph cables under the Atlantic Ocean. He also owned a glue factory, which led to Jell-O. Glue at the time was made by rendering animals. Rendering means literally to melt down an animal. There are always rumors that Jell-O is hooves or other disgusting parts of an animal. And in a way, it is. Jell-O is made from a protein called collagen. In mammals like us, it makes up about a third of our bodies. It makes our skin, bones, and tendons strong and elastic. The collagen in Jell-O comes from cows and pigs, but it goes through so many steps of processing that the FDA doesn't consider it a meat product. In fact, Jell-O is the only pork product certified kosher. Cooper figured out how to render animal collagen so that it turned into the flavorless, wiggly, clear substance we now call Jell-O. He advertised it as a transparent substance containing all the ingredients fitting it for table use. But few tables took up Cooper's invention. It resurfaced a half century later when a man with the odd name Pearl B. Waite took it up. Pearl Waite and his wife made two great innovations in Jell-O. First, they added flavors, strawberry, raspberry, orange, and lemon. And second, his wife added the O to Jell-O, basing it on a product their neighbor sold, a coffee substitute called Grano. The O ending was a fad at the time, much like O-Rama was in the 1950s. Waite failed, though, like Peter Cooper, in getting any interest in his Jell-O, so he sold it to their neighbor who made Grano. This neighbor, a Mr. Woodward, placed ads featuring actresses and opera singers, suggesting that Jell-O was a dessert of the elite. He hired Norman Rockwell to illustrate the ads, and he sent fleets of stylishly dressed salesmen out in handsome horse-drawn carriages. They demonstrated Jell-O at fairs, picnics, teas, weddings, and church socials. By 1902, Woodward was a millionaire. Jell-O went through a golden age in the 1950s, then sales declined in the 1960s and 70s. Lately, though, it has come back with a vengeance. Jigglers, a high-density Jell-O finger food, is popular with preschoolers, and a vodka-laced version appeals to the young adult party set. I think, though, there is a fundamental reason that Jell-O will always be with us. It's this: Jell-O is like us. I've learned that if you hook up an EEG machine to lime-flavored Jell-O, the Jell-O shows a pattern matching a healthy adult's brainwaves.